Welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Break, build. Today is day 7. New calling. Catch more fish. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 11. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 to 22. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. After Jesus' disciples listened to his message to make a U-turn to go home and experience true intimacy, they were under their master's guidance to live the new lifestyle that Jesus approved. They received a new heart so that they could take up their new role to follow Jesus in accomplishing God's rescue plan. In today's passage, the disciples were challenged with the calling to give up all they had to follow Jesus. "You are going to catch people now," was the only thing Jesus said to Peter and Andrew. And they gave up their way of living and followed Jesus. Was it that simple for them? They had jobs, just like each one of us. What happened when Jesus called them is that they had to reset their priorities and put the kingdom of God and his rescue mission before their own jobs and plans. Instead of making them abandon their identities as fishermen, Jesus pulls them into God's kingdom plan to reimagine their role as fishers of people. Jesus calls them to total obedience in following him. How is Jesus calling you now? Are you going to obey? The topic I received from Jesus today is new calling, catch more fish. What I received from Jesus today is a calling for us to catch more fish for him. We all have our own fish to catch. It may be making more money or working for beauty and health. However, in this passage, Jesus makes it clear that the number one goal is one thing, and one thing only, catch more people. How long have you been a Christian? How many fish have you caught? You may be doing lots of things in your church for many years, but you have never or rarely been catching fish. What I mean is whether you have been leading anyone to follow Jesus. That's Jesus' main call. That's the Great Commission. We have no excuse but to make disciples. Why can't you catch more fish? What are those things locking you that you cannot catch more fish for Jesus? Name those things and pray to the Lord for him to remove those obstacles. We need to break all those obstacles so that we can build a new lifestyle to catch more fish for Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for calling us to catch more fish for you. Lead us to start a new way of living for your purposes of catching more people for you in extending your mighty kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, read Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22 again now. What is the most important word or message you got from this passage? Why is it so important to you? What kind of fish are you catching recently? The thing you spend the most time on, your job, money, workout, or be more healthy, workout to be more healthy, TV, computer. Number three, what does Jesus' invitation in verse 19 to Peter and Andrew mean to you? How is he calling you to follow right now? Number four, Peter, Andrew, James, and John respond by following Jesus. How does this speak to you in any way? Today's Family Corner. Number one, in your family, how do you understand and live out following Jesus? Number two, do you think there are any specific ways that Jesus is calling you to follow him in the context of your family? Let us praise the Lord.
Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Worship your